I've tried to fight this charge. I've presented on behalf of my party alternatives to the government on ways which they could bring in the revenue. We've placed amendments to this bill, but unfortunately all of those calls have fallen on deaf ears and the government have ploughed ahead with this unfair, unjust tax. And as a result of that there, I have taken a personal stand not to pay this charge in solidarity with people that I know in my own constituency will not be in a position to pay it. And I am fully aware of the consequences of not paying the charge.
And the consequences are possible jail time, because if you don't pay a fine, that's going to be the next logical step. As you say, you've done this in consultation with your family. It's a big decision.
It is a big decision. I don't genuinely believe that there will be jail time. The government are going to introduce new legislation next year which will deduct fines at sources, but there is serious penalties and serious fines, and I'm saying very clearly to people that may be listening that I'm not asking people to follow my lead on this here. This is a personal decision, and anybody who decides not to pay the charge needs to be fully aware of the consequences, but I'm doing this in solidarity with people that I know who have come to me and told me very clearly that they cannot pay this charge, and as their representative I'm going to stand shoulder to shoulder with them on this unfair, unjust tax. I don't believe that the government should have brought it in. They had other options and they've refused to listen to very reasonable alternatives.